Dear friends, brothers and sisters, I am very glad to be here today among you and to know each other better and to tell us the stories, experiences, history, culture, and politics. The Kurds are the same people as the natives and the Roma people. We are the natives of the Middle East or the Romas of the Middle East. We are going through the same experiences of genocide, assimilation, destruction of culture, land, and cultural heritage. We know what assimilation means, we know what destruction means, and we know what occupation means. Lately, we are talking a lot about the weapons of mass destruction, but the state, as a terrorist state or racist state, is the biggest weapons of mass destruction. In the absence of an independent state of Kurdistan, Kurdistan is defined as the areas where Kurds are natives of the territory that they have been inhabited for millenniums. The Kurdish homeland consists of 550,000 kilometers square, about the size of France. The Kurdish language is totally distinctive from Turkish and Arabic. It is an Indo-European language close to Persian. The Kurdistan of today saw its first division between the Iranian Safavid Empire and the Ottoman Empire at 1514. This border was fixed till today with the 1639 Kasr-i-Şirin Treaty between Iran and Turkey. The second partition of Kurdistan was after the World War I, when Allied powers occupied Kurdistan, British today's Iraqi Kurdistan, and French today's Syrian Kurdistan. Kurdistan is still occupied, and the Kurds are the oldest and most partitioned nation in the world, between Iran, Iraq, Syria, and Turkey. Kurdish population is estimated to be around 20 to 40 million. Due to non-availability of official statistics on how many Kurds live in the region. According to experts, they estimate 25 million Kurds in the whole Middle East. The denial of the existence of the Kurdish people by the Republic of Turkey is the main reason for ethnic conflict, civil war between Kurdish people and the Turkish army in Kurdistan. The Turkish state in the 21st century, also called global era, is the only country in the world that does not recognize Kurds as people, as a nation living in Turkey. This is state racism. They call Kurds mountain Turks, or simply do not exist. The state racism runs so deep in Turkish politics that Kurdish language is not a recognized language. Kurdish New Year is not a Kurdish. Kurdish music is not music. There is no Kurdish culture, history, and civilization. The Kurdish alphabet, books, cassettes, geographical names, poetry, New Year, holiday celebrations, and everything else is illegal in Turkey. In the museums of the entire world today, not just in Turkish, Iranian, Iraqi, and Syrian museums, there is no single archaeological artifact presented as something belonging to the Kurdish civilization. Although Kurdistan, as part of Upper Mesopotamia, is one of the earliest humankind settlements. The policy of the state of Turkey buttresses Iran, Iraq, and Syria's refusal to grant any rights to the Kurds. At times when these states appeared ready to consider compromising on the Kurdish issue, Turkey intervenes and prevents any concessions. For example, the last 12 years, Turkish state was pressuring Saddam's regime to crush the Kurdish regional government to bring an end to the Kurdish experiment of self-rule in North Iraq or the Iraqi Kurdistan. When USA and UK started the war a month ago and entered to the Iraqi territory from the south of Iraq, so-called ally Turkish state did not allow US troops to use Turkish territory to enter Iraqi territory from the north. What Turkey was expecting in doing this, that maybe Saddam's regime again can use chemical gas on Kurds. And then US and UK army will not be there to help Kurdish people. Turkey helped Saddam Hussein's regime so much that when Iraqi Kurds escaped from chemical gas attacks and arrived at the Turkish border, Turkey did not take them in, did not recognize them as refugees, and even distributed poisoned bread among the refugees in the camps. For quite some time, Turkish state did not allow any medical and humanitarian help to go to them, including Red Cross. Today, the entire world knows what happened at Halabja city and other regions in Iraqi Kurdistan. The reality is reported by Human Rights Watch, Petitions for Human Rights, and some other independent writers. The state of Turkey started in 1991 giving the Atatürk Peace Prize to promote their international image after the founder of the Republic. In 1992, the prize was going to be given for a second time to the Nelson Mandela. As someone who put his life in danger for the fight for peace and reconciliation between peoples in the country, he was hailed as a hero, but when he refused to receive Atatürk Peace Prize, suddenly he became the ugly African in Turkish press. Dear Mandela refused it because he is someone who knows what is state racism. He heard about the oppression and persecution of the Kurdish people in Turkey, and to protest it, he refused to accept the prize. The persecution and oppression of Kurds occurred in front of the eyes of the UN, Europe, USA, NATO, and so-called civilized world. All of the humanitarian military intervention and related activities intensified in recent years, bringing minority persecution to the center of international relations. After Rwanda genocide, the world community became more sensitive to the issue. But when it comes to the Kurdish question, this West world becomes silent. Freedom of thought and freedom of press is almost non-existent in Turkey for many, many years. The numbers of reporters killed in Turkey in the last 20 years is twice higher than the number of reporters killed during the World War II. Around 3,000 intellectuals, unionists, teachers, and other professionals of Kurdish origin have been killed by death squads. Anyone who wants to break this silence is punished, authors and book publishers especially. Any book mentioning the Kurds as a minority in Turkey, published in Turkey, has its publishers taken to trial. The latest was one, Dr. Noam Chomsky's book on Gulf War. 360-page book had only two paragraphs mentioning Kurds, and it was banned in Turkey. Many internationally known writers, human rights workers, and politicians are declared persona non grata, that they get visa to go to Turkey, they are not welcomed by the Turkish security forces and sent back to the countries where they came from. Such as British MP and House of Lords member Lord Eric Avery, US playwright Harold Pinter, Medico International President Hans Brenshay, and Amnesty International member Hans Oberdiek. All the holy books are banned in Turkey when they are printed in Kurdish language. The Islam's holy book Quran has been banned in Turkey since 1995 because it was printed in Kurdish. And what was the Islamic and Arab countries' reaction to it? A huge zero. I am aware of some Christian missionary groups translating Bible to Kurdish. Then I like to see Western world's reaction when Turkey bans Bible in Turkey. There are some Kurdish Jews, and they live in Israel, and I hope some of them translate Torah to Kurdish, then Turkey will ban that holy book too. Then Bhagavad Gita, Upanishads, Guru Granth Sahib, Tao, Buddha, and even all Canada should be translated to Kurdish to be banned in Turkey. For how long and how far Turkish state shall be allowed to continue this irrational denial policy to stop anything in Kurdish and anything about Kurds and Kurdistan? One of the world's biggest water dam is being built in the Kurdish region, and it's built on one of the most historical ancient Kurdish city, Hasan Cave. It was the capital city of Kurdish kingdom Hasan Vahid at the 11th and 12th century when crusaders were coming to Middle East from Europe. More than 3,000 Kurdish villages destroyed by the Turkish army in the Kurdish region alone. The most famous Iranian prison filled with Kurdish prisoners is named Evin, Lal. The name of the village burning in Iraqi Kurdistan by Iraqi army called National Picnic. Amputating the Kurdish fighters' heads, ears, and noses by the Turkish special forces and taking pictures with them as a memorabilia. All of the above mentioned facts are daily and routine violations of international law since 1923 and require the Republic of Turkey's punishment in international courts and tribunals. In the Kurdish people's case, the most important development in international affairs after the World War II was the joining of Turkey to NATO and European Union. The Turkish state's attitude of assimilation, mass deportations, and genocide towards Kurds found military, political, and financial backing with membership to these two most important Western interstate organizations. All the Kurdish demand on basic freedoms and democratic rights, internationally guaranteed rights, especially from UN Human Rights Charter, UN Covenant on Civil and Political Rights, UN Convention on Rights of Persons Belonging to National, Religious and Linguistic Minorities, UN Convention Against Discrimination in Education, International Convention on the Elimination of All Forms of Racial Discrimination, falls on deaf ears because it conflicts with the security and strategic interests of the West, mainly USA, Britain, France and Germany. This very broad understanding of security and strategic interest is making almost no single improvements possible for Kurds. In 80 years of its history, Turkish state did not receive an official document from any Western country criticizing this policy. How a book in Kurdish, film in Kurdish, can be a threat to the security and interest of USA and Europe? The Kurdish calls for peace by political parties, congresses, or international conferences are founded, not genuine, and do not intermediate for diplomatic negotiation. It was okay for Norway to involve in hosting peaceful dialogue between Palestinians and Israelis. Again, Germany between Colombian rebels and Colombian government, and Norway again between Tamils and Sri Lankan government, and for UN to involve between East Timor people and Indonesian government. These are very important issues, and their peaceful solutions are well respected by the Kurds, and we congratulate the involved sides to solving the question. However, in Kurdish case, especially the PKK case, Kurdistan Workers' Party's calls for ceasefire and peace not received warm welcome by the Europe. Although it was made known through the international peace conferences and press releases, letters sent to the presidents and prime ministers were left unanswered. Instead of creating an avenue for peaceful dialogue, the entire West was united in capturing and surrendering the PKK's General Secretary Abdullah Öcalan with all the agents, satellites and corrupted governments available. According to Turkish state racism, you cannot name your babies with Kurdish names because it's not in accordance with the Turkish culture. All the villages, towns, rivers, mountains have been renamed with the Turkish names, because their previous names proclaim their Kurdishness. According to the state racism of Turkey, you cannot have red, yellow, green traffic lights in Kurdish towns because these are Kurdish national colors. What happened? The traffic light switches were turned off. According to the Turkish state and its army's strategic understanding, anybody who recognizes Kurds as a different minority and group in Turkey is the enemy of Turkey. Whoever says the Kurdish people exist in Turkey in this hole is enemy of the Turkish state by the criminal code of Turkey. By this thinking, there is no friend to the Turks other than the Turkish people themselves. This is a motto teach to the Turkish students at the elementary school. And they say, how happy is the one who calls himself a Turk? As this is not enough, which satisfies the Turkish state racism, they say one Turk is valued more than the whole world. According to Turkish history, they are the oldest civilization in the world, and the Turkish land goes through Balkans to the wall of China. If one likes to read about the history of the world, he and she just can simply read a Turkish history book. If all these racist and apartheid practices become an important part of the daily life, what kind of choices he or she have in Turkey? To fight against state racism is not an easy task, and especially when state becomes the biggest terrorist on the land. State terrorism is the most serious terrorism. Just a close look at the human rights files against Turkish state at the European Human Rights Court will show all the proofs needed to show that Turkish state is a terrorist state, and there's a state racism in Turkey, and there's a Kurdish genocide in Turkey. I'd like to explain what I call with the sick man. At the late 17th and 18th century, European powers were calling Ottoman Empire sick man. When Kurdish people started fighting back against the sick mentality, the sick man's friends in Europe and USA worried about his health, worried so much that they lent him billions of dollars to buy their weapons to fight against anti-racist Kurdish freedom fighters. Since 1993, the leader of PKK, Abdullah Öcalan, offered peace and ceasefires, and Turkish state claimed that it cannot make peace with anti-racists. Since 1984, the Turco-Kurdish war almost seems as if it is happening on the moon, that no one on the earth really cares about it. The PKK President Abdullah Öcalan, in order to bring an end to the war in Turkey, traveled to Europe in October 1998 after declaring unilateral ceasefire and peace offers on World Peace Day in 1998. The Turco-Kurdish war has produced the biggest single internal refugee problem, over 3 million Kurds internally displaced in Turkey. Over 37,000 people died, over 15,000 people as prisoners of thought. One of the prisoners of thought who must be remembered with respect and love is the sociologist Dr. İsmail Besici, which I call him the prophet of honesty. Dr. Besici is a Turkish origin. He is a champion of human rights struggle for Kurds and other oppressed people in Turkey and all around the world. Since September 11, 1999, the activities of the Kurdistan Workers' Party have ceased. Since April 2002, the PKK ceased to exist, and now there is a Kurdish Freedom and Democracy Congress which is asking for a democratic solution to the Kurdish question in Turkey. The recently started reconstruction efforts of Iraq must recognize the Kurdish right to self-determination. USA and UK must be guarantors of the protections written in the new constitution, new wealth and power-sharing agreements in Iraq. Also, USA and UK must put more and genuine pressure on Turkey in order to make the army and government go ahead with the undeniable reforms on Kurdish question, democracy and corrupted economy. As a principal responsible government causing all the mess in the Middle East, USA and UK has the legal, political and ethical responsibility to help Kurdish people in Iraq. Without considering the rehabilitating and reforming the neighboring countries, Turkey, Iran and Syria, only makeup changes in Iraq will not do any good in the Middle East. Thank you.
Thank you, Hadi.